Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today is another question, a personal question that we got in our Facebook group. If you want to become a member, look up the Dropship Tribe on Facebook. We'd love to have you in there. You can learn from other people trying to learn how to do high ticket dropshipping. And we asked the question of, what are some non-dropshipping topics we could talk about on the podcast? And one of them was, what do you guys do on your off days? If you take off days, .. I thought that was interesting. I don't think we come off this hustle culture, John. Maybe we do. Certainly, I think I beat myself up for not working as hard as I know I'm capable of working, but I know I outwork most people. And so I don't know how to take that question. If you take off days, what do you think he meant by that?
I think it was just like, if you have a day off where you're not working or not doing your business, I often say when you're working. I don't even like saying that because it's like, it implies like you have a job. I don't have a job. But I don't think there's a better way to describe it. So I'm just going to go with that for now. A way that people would sort of understand.
My kids call this place fun. Like we purposely call it fun because I genuinely have a lot of fun here. I would prefer to be here most days. Like what I do is genuinely enjoyable. It's not work. I wish that for everybody, that they can be this like enthralled in their business because I really like it. So I'm really glad that my family calls it fun. They'd be like, oh, Ben's got to go to work today or Dad's got to go to work.
No, yeah.
Oh, you're going to fun? Can we stop by and play ping pong today? You know, like the kids think it's cool here too.
Yeah. And I think some of the minds, there's going to be some mindset things that come out in answering this question, which might be interesting for people to hear around how you arrive at that place and what actually goes on in your mind when you think about doing what we do. I think the question was just in terms of like traditional, if you didn't work on the weekend or something like that, what do you do? Like, do you know what I mean? Like if you have a day off from work, what do you do with yourself? And so there's a few ways to answer that. I think, certainly the first thing to say is that both Ben and I have multiple children in our lives. So unsurprisingly at this point in our lives, if we're not doing business or work or whatever you want to call it, a lot of our time is going to be spent with our families, right? Because aside from business, I mean, that's the biggest thing in our lives. I think I can speak for you when I say that, Ben.
A little bit. Like, it's a little different. And I told you I'm going to come off as a weirdo on this episode because I do, like, yeah. I'm just weird. I'm aware of how fucking weird I am. I would say 1/3 of the time I'm not here is not with family. It's with Ben.
Sure.
Like, I genuinely like to spend time with me. Whether that's like going away for a weekend or a week by myself, like I enjoy space. Whether it's like there's a loop trail around here where you like walk across this amazing bridge to Minnesota and then back over to Wisconsin and all around. It's like a 5-mile walk. I like to go do that walk by myself and just like, I don't know, I'm kind of nuts. I'm realizing I'm a little crazier than I thought. As soon as we started thinking about this question, I'm like, this is going to come off as Ben's a weirdo here, I think.
Well, I don't think it is. I mean, I think it's actually very important that you do spend a portion of your time doing things for yourself, right? So I think I mentioned it on a podcast episode. I don't even remember when. One of the important things I think if you want longevity as a business person is being selfish with your time, right? Sometimes, because you need that to maintain a healthy mind and in some ways a healthy body as well. Both of them are kind of entwined there. You need time to be able to go and do things for yourself. And some people will hear that and they'll be like, well, I've got to spend all my time doing all these other things, which are generally to do with other people. That's not actually, it feels like sometimes that could be the right thing to do is to, okay, when I'm not working, I should go and spend all my time with helping other people or doing things for other people in my life, whether it's family or whatever. That's actually not the right answer, I don't think, over time. You have to spend some of your time that you're not working, doing business or whatever, on yourself because that makes that puts you in a better state of mind. You're happier when you do that, I find.
And yeah, so what do you do? Let's get specifics. What do you actually do in your off days or when you're, you know, I'm thinking about business always. So I can't shut it off. I don't know why anybody would want to. Like, I went and got a haircut today and gave my dude a whole marketing plan for Black Friday because, like, that's what I like to think about. And so, what do you do on your off days when you're, you know, not telling your barber how to get more clients?
I'll answer it in part because I don't even think of having off days. Like, I think for me, there's always a part of almost every day where I do something to do with business, right? Yep, just same. And same as you, it's not because I have to. I don't have to. I mean, honestly, I could probably do 3 days a week. Like, if I did 3 focus days a week, I'd probably make about the same amount of money as I make. And I could do that and probably have 4 days off a week. But I got to tell you, like, I don't think I would like to do that. I mean, yeah, I could find things to fill up that time, but kind of like for me, this is my enjoyable pastime. This is my hobby, like recording podcasts or whatever, like making content. Like, I fucking love doing this, right? Like, I can't think of many other things that I like, that I enjoy more. Like, it's like a big game, right? It's like playing, we're playing a game here. And I think this is what I'm talking about. Some of the mindset stuff is that if you get to that sort of place, not to say like it turns you into a weirdo and like you're not going to do anything else with your life or anything. But if you can get to the place where you feel that way about running a business, about being in business, about doing whatever it is you do to make money, then doing that thing just becomes a whole lot easier. It's not hard to make yourself do that thing, right? And so for me, like, yeah, like, I mean, I don't think there's really an off day. But I mean, if I'm doing something for myself, which might be part of a day or might be a whole day. I mean, I'm like you. Certainly, there's going to be an element of that where I'm doing things by myself. And these days, those are pretty much always going to be something that is either good for my mind or good for my body. So I'll be at the gym. I might go and run around in the bush. So, you know, forest or whatever you guys call it. There's an Australian term for you.
I once dated a girl with a huge forest. I get it. Hey,
come on, man.
There is a rim shot in the app.
Yeah,
I should have hit it right there.
Thank you for that, you child. I'll be down at the beach. Obviously, I live on the coast, so I spend time in the sun. That's an important one for me. Getting sunlight, which is not hard here, nowhere near as hard for me as it is for you. Swim, surf, bodyboard, you know, all sorts of things. But that's generally what my time will entail. We'll be just doing things. Once again, though, a lot of those things link back to what I'm doing here. I do a lot of those things, one, because they're good for my health, they're good for longevity. But also, I'm more effective when I'm doing business stuff if I've been doing those things, right? Like if I'm feeling better physically, if I'm stronger, if I'm fitter, if my mind is more at ease because I've done something that, you know, relaxes me or something like that, it all comes back and pays off in the business as well. So that's why I say you got to be selfish because it just makes you better all over.
So I'm going to come off as a weirdo and you're going to come off as this like Australian Huberman here, right? Like you're just, I'm doing everything to make myself, but like, come on now. Like there's got to be some degenerate in you still to this day. I know back in our day, we used to be morons. But even today, there's no degenerate. Like I like to go throw the dice at the casino every once in a while. It's fun for me to go play craps. I also like a good sauna, and a good cold plunge. So like, I'm a little bit of John here too. And I love the golf. It's not like when I take break, I work on body, you know, got to get that pump. That's a terrible accent by the way, but like there's so nothing bad you do that is outside of like, you kind of sound like it's, you know, is it lonely up there on your high horse? That's all I'm wondering. Is it cold up there on the top of your mountain?
No, it's not. And look, I don't want that to sound like, there is I don't know. For me at the moment, like I'm answering this question at this point in time, like where I am right now. It's late 2023. I'm 41 years old. I'm not going to pretend like literally all of my 20s and a decent amount of my 30s was a polar opposite. I got to be honest, man. Like, I mean, I've never really hit it. Like, I would be, at one point in my life, I'd be drinking from Friday till Monday every week and partying and doing all sorts of other stuff. Yeah. And I did that for a long time. You know, I lived in Thailand, ran a cocktail bar there, partied every night of the week, 7 days a week for nearly 2 years, which probably almost nearly killed me. Like, I've done all that. And so, to be honest, that shit is about as boring as it gets for me. Like, literally, yeah, I could go and do all that. But for me, it's more refreshing not to do that sort of stuff, to be honest, because, like, you can't show me anything in that space that I haven't done before. And I literally mean you probably can't. I don't care what weird shit you think you're into. Yeah. You can rub your
How weird do you want this podcast to get, John? Yeah, you got 10 questions to ask you right now.
You got nothing, man. I spent a lot of time in Bangkok.
Yeah.
look, a lot of weird shit.
Hey, remember Holly? Yeah, episode 212. From $0 to $500,000 in 5 months. Holly is one of our best students, and you can hop on a call with her right now at dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. If you're listening to this, I know you're thinking about starting your own high-ticket dropshipping business, and what better person to speak to than Holly, who is a shining example of what can be done starting your own business. So hop on a call with Holly, see if joining Dropship Breakthrough is right for you. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/call.
It just seems like, yeah, certainly you kind of trend in that direction, but there's still like, I don't know what that is. Like, some of the best salesmen I know, some of the best marketers I know are a little crazy, right? They still need some sort of rush, right? They still need a, almost like a way to feel alive, right? I'll give you my friend Kayvon. If you gave him a crotch rocket right now, if you were like pulled up on yours, he'd want to get on there and go do 150 just to fucking feel it, right? And like, I feel like we all have a little bit of that inside of us that you got to go, whatever that is, you got to go deep. For me, I've actually been finding that in weird places, like the cold plunge, like suffering through a cold plunge is kind of that same feeling. It's different, but it's the same. And so, but again, I like to go, you know, throw some dice around. I like to screw around with some NFTs back here. Like, I like to be a little bit of a degenerate, and I'm surprised that there's no degenerate left in you, John.
Look, I mean, I don't think all those things you just mentioned are like degenerate, like, you know, but there's not a lot at the moment. And once again, I think I've done a lot of those. It's like, I used to ride motorbikes. I used to ride fast motorbikes, road bikes and all of that sort of thing. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, now that you ask me, I think about it. Feel like I need to do things like that to, yeah, feel that extra buzz or something? I don't think I do. Like, it's just not, I'm just pretty chill. That's all I can say. I mean, I don't have anything. It's a good question, because there certainly was times in my life where I could have probably listed off 5 or 6 things that I did for that reason, for sure. Yeah. Because, you know, but part of me says that, like, if you say I need to do something to feel alive, then there's probably something else wrong in your life. Like, why do you need to feel any more alive than being alive? You are alive, right? Why do you need to feel more alive? Like, that's not a logical statement. So,
well, again, Australian cheeses, some of us have mental health issues here, right? I think other people on this call can relate to that, whether it's fear of failure or imposter syndrome, whatever. Like, and I've done a lot of work on myself. It's still there. Yeah. So,
I'm sure I have all sorts of mental, I'm sure I have all sorts of mental health problems as well. I'm not for a second saying that I'm like you know, I have some like super sorted mind. I don't think anybody does.
Got it. I love it. Jeez. Yeah. This is going to be an ongoing bit, by the way. Australian G. Yeah. I like this. But he's got the long hair. Were you a carpenter?
At least I don't have a beard
this?
Anymore. At least I don't have a beard anymore. But look, I mean, aside from those sort of things, I mean, I do spend quite a bit of time with my kids, right? I mean, I've got 4 kids. They all do their own stuff. They do gymnastics. They love to go to the beach and do all that sort of thing as well. So, I mean, if I'm not in business, honestly, my next biggest thing that I spend time on is my family, is with my family, and they're a very, obviously a very large part of my life. You know, 3 of those are younger children, so they're still, you know, spend a lot of time with their parents, kind of thing. And you know, I'm very mindful of, like, you know, setting a good grounding for them. growing up, making sure they understand what I do as well. I mean, we've talked a bit about that as well on the show in the past. I think that's very important, and you know, making sure they've got all the opportunities that they can be afforded to experience life. So, you know,
yeah, my problem is like, I think where they wanted this question to go was us to say normal things, and I'm the farthest thing from normal there is. Like, honestly, weekends, like, I come here often for a couple hours to get a few things done and then, you know, hang out with the family and things. But like, I don't, Miss K, if you're listening to this, you've heard this before. I don't want to go to the pumpkin patch. I don't want to go see Santa. I don't like, I don't think I had some of the wonderies of childhood. And so like the idea of doing those with my kids, I don't know. I don't see that either. Like, honestly, weekends are fucking boring. I don't want to watch Netflix. I don't want to like, see the latest movie or follow up on the latest show. Like, I don't know, man. I want to feel, and like, I want to like brainstorm idea. Like, to me, that's fun as hell to like have a, you know, random ideas pop in your head or brainstorm a business. I could probably give everyone on this call, who's listening to this, 10 different business ideas. Like, I just like to go places in my head. And it's really hard for me to sit down and do what is, you know, quote unquote normal. It's really hard. I don't know how to say it, John. Like, life is kind of boring other than like thinking about the stuff that you want to. So like, I like to go golfing, and like, I used to like to do a lot of other stuff, and it just kind of wore off. I mean, it's not fun anymore. I used to watch NFL every Sunday. I used to be this huge football guy. I don't do that anymore. I've had loads of fishing tackle and rods and stuff in my garage. I did that for a while, and then I was just like, I don't really want to do this anymore either. I don't know. Things have kind of worn off, and the older that I've gotten, and I've gotten more bored, I guess. Things just don't like light me up like they used to, and definitely not the things that I would say 80% of people who are, you know, quote unquote normal are doing. I'm definitely not doing that.
Yeah, and I'm the same. Like, I mean, sitting and watching television or Netflix or, yeah, I mean, I haven't been to a movie cinema in, I don't actually remember the last time I did that. To be honest,
how does anyone do that anyway?
Like, I don't remember.
There's like, always someone behind you, like their feet are coming off the ground. Like, movie theaters are terrible. Let's be real. Who goes to those things?
Yeah, yeah. Some idiot with a stupid laugh up the back, like that laughs at like seemingly every single sentence. Yeah. Like, I'm the same. I find all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. The thought of it is fairly boring. And the one exception to that, I do watch sports. Football, I'm a football person, rugby league in Australia, massive Penrith Panthers fan. I do not miss one of their games. And I do watch a bit of NFL these days as well. You'll be happy to know, Ben. Likewise, I mean, you still watch the old baseball. You've always got your Twins hat on.
That's the only thing that's stuck around. Yep. Still a huge fan of baseball and the Twins. You know, often that's background noise as I'm sitting on the floor counting to 10 or doing my ABCs with my son or whatever. And the days they play a day game, I'm end up playing Mario Kart with the older two. But that's, I don't know, a lot of things have worn off. And I think COVID had a lot to do with that too, if I'm honest with you. But I probably could use more hobbies. I don't know. I kind of like that business is my hobby. I wish I could get on like calls with random businesses, even outside of the space, in my free time. Like, I wish I could have that lined up. My friend Nick Eubanks told me he wanted to sell everything, rent an RV, and do one business a day for a year. Like, drive his RV to a different business and then sit with them for, whatever, 6 hours of the day, brainstorm their business, go to dinner with them. And I was like, that sounds like a lot of fucking fun. Like, a lot of fun to me. There's no shortage of ideas in my head that I'd love to... I don't know. I like to just play around with those. That's fun to me. You know what I mean? And other things used to be fun when I was younger, and maybe that's just me growing up, but I don't know. I definitely feel like, I knew I wasn't normal to begin with, but I'm far from normal now, and it keeps evolving. I don't know what the next step of this evolution is for things that I like to do on my quote unquote off days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if you do something that most people don't do for a long period of time, like you and I have, like just business in general, most people don't do that. Most people, even a lot of people who try to do that, don't do it for a long time. Like, you by definition are not normal. Like, you can't be normal, because normal is not that, right? Normal is what most people do. That's normal, right? What is the average person does? That's normal. So if you're doing something different, or if you want to do something different for a long period of time, I kind of think you have to have some behaviors and things that you do that are not normal. And I certainly think for me, if I had to drag myself into doing business every day rather than actually getting excited to do it. And I'm like you, like if I think up probably in somewhat slightly different ways, like if I think up a new ad I could run or a new thing I could try in a business or a new like landing page or something, like I get excited to go and test that out. Like I literally get excited to do it, and I'll just go and tinker around with things like that sometimes. And that's kind of like fun. Like if that wasn't the case, if I had to like drag myself in to do this, because I'd rather be off all the time doing something else, I wouldn't still be doing it. I would have quit like years ago, and I'd just be working a job probably. Like So to me, probably for a lot of people, it sounds pretty strange. Probably a lot of people think, oh, two successful guys, they must spend all their time doing, you know, things that you can do with money and fun things and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I'm sure that there definitely are business people who do that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we both know people who do that sort of stuff. But yeah, for me, maybe that'll be the future. Maybe that's coming in the future at some point. I don't know, but I'm pretty happy with how things are at the moment. Like it's fun. I think the one feels thing- good. It feels, I mean, to me, that's always the case. Like if something feels good, like I'm very much, I go these things by feel. Like if something feels good, if I'm having fun, this is something we say all the time. We want to keep doing this. If like even this podcast that people listen to, we said at the start, we're going to do it if it feels for as long as it feels fun. If it stops feeling fun, we're going to stop doing it. Like that'll be the day that people don't hear any more dropship podcasts. It'll be when Ben and John have gone, yeah, not really into this anymore. All right, it's not enjoyable. We're not getting our kicks out of it. We're not enjoying the space or whatever it is we do here or whatever. But that's probably the day we'll stop recording new episodes here. Do you know what I mean?
I think the one thing I'm missing in my life is community. And I think it's actually hard to find as an entrepreneur, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I don't relate to any. I don't want to sit with my neighbors around their bonfire in their driveway drinking beers. Like that's up here, it's very much like, you know, people ride their side-by-sides through the neighborhood or they go up to their cabin for the weekend and, again, drink beers and sit around a bonfire and just like I don't feel like I belong. I truly never have in my entire life. I don't feel like I've belonged. And in entrepreneurship, I've met those people, but they're scattered everywhere, right? And so I often spend my time going to events, and I'll leave an event just so jazzed. Like Elliot's event's a good example. He gets 15 of the coolest fucking people in the world, includes me. Thank you, Elliot. And we hang out for 5 days in a cabin in Utah. And like by the end of that, I am just exploding with energy. Like that lights me up. And then I go back to ho-hum Wisconsin here where there's no one I can talk to. And so like if you ask what I would like to do on my off days, I wish I knew 4, 5, 6 friends that lived around us that wanted to get together for dinner and have like conversations about like the meaning of life and like deep shit or where AI is going or macro economics or like weird shit that I'm into that I don't even know where to go talk to those people about that. Cause I genuinely like the advice I've gotten was like, go find the guy who runs the insurance downtown. That's not like they're not into the, they're not even close to thinking about the same things that I'm thinking about. I have a very hard time finding those. I found one in easily my best friend who's, you know, sitting behind her. He's going to be working for us very soon. That's it. Like there's not even people I can have those deep conversations with who aren't just like so surface level. I don't know who said it, Benjamin Franklin, but a lot of people live till they're 75, but die at 35 or something like that. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm in that town of people who have just like settled. They are there. They want to bitch about the goings on and in the whatever the fuck's in the news, politics. They want to bitch about Trump or bitch about Biden or whatever the fuck it is. They want to drink beer sitting around a bonfire. They want to complain about their jobs. They want to, you know, really not be in their kids' lives. They want to fuck them off because they're an annoyance. And like, I don't vibe with any of that stuff. And so, honestly, community's missing. And I don't know how you find that. There's some good towns. Certainly, you know, Austin's great. I don't want to live there personally. I didn't like it when I was there. That's a hub. Salt Lake City ish is kind of a hub. There's some hubs in the country. And then, you know, do we want to move there? This is something my wife and I are seriously talking about. Like, what, how do we make this decision? Because I feel like that's a real void in my life, if I'm honest with you. That's what I'd like to be doing on my off days. And maybe that's, you know, we started throwing events too. We had Dropship Breakthrough Live in Minneapolis, Dropship Breakthrough Live in Noosa Heads, Australia, which will have taken place after or previous to us when this episode comes out. that stuff's fun, like getting around those people. And so I'm not sure how I create more of that, or whether that takes us moving, but I would say that's something I'm missing in my life. And I hope everyone finds that. I hope you realize that, like, if you're listening to this and you vibe with that, that's going to be something you deal with. Entrepreneurship can be lonely. In fact, it can be lonely from your family too, because you are like a shining star of what they could have done with their life and they ain't doing it. And so, like, you know, it gets a little awkward around your family too. And so, yeah, man, community. I didn't expect to go there on this episode, but man, I don't know how to solve that problem, if I'm honest with you. That's what I'd like to be doing on my days off.
I think I'm the same. And I think for me, if I think about that, I'm like, yeah, you know what? That would be cool if I had more of that. I think here in Australia, I've just gone without that for so long, like that, because I'm the same. Like, I mean, I live in a regional area. I don't live in a big city or anything. And I'm sure there are some people around who do online business or are interested in the same sort of things as we are and that sort of thing, but they're hard to find. And there's not as many events here either, like really cool masterminds and that sort of, at least not that I've found it. If somebody's listening and they got some suggestions, I'm more than happy to hear about it. And so it can be hard to, put yourself in the same room as people who think about the same things, who think this in a similar way, who you can have those conversations with, because I'm the same. Like, you know, I drop my kids off at school and people are talking about the shit they're talking about, and I'm just like, like other parents, and I'm just like, man, I'm just not even interested in hearing what you have to say. I'll say hi and be nice and all that sort of thing, but yeah, I don't care. I don't watch the news. Doesn't give a shit who's in government. Doesn't make a difference either. Let's be honest. These days, like, I'm not interested in any of that stuff. Like, it's just so boring. Sorry if you're that
person.
Where are
we? We're gonna pick a place. We're gonna pick a place. We're all fucking moving there. Let us know when it's happening, John. No, for real. Like, we winter in Florida, and Brian Angel, he's been on this show before. He spoke at our Minneapolis event. Him and his family came down a couple of years ago in their RV and stopped by for a week. And now they're going to rent a place for one of the months that we're there this winter. I'm very much looking forward to having him around to just talk about things that I don't normally get to talk about. And we talked about next winter, possibly coming to hang out with you in Australia. And I long for that interaction. I'm sure there's other people listening to this who feel the same way.
Yep. Well, make sure you get Dropship Breakthrough live next time. Wherever that is, whenever that is.
I think I have some ideas about it. Look, if you made it this far, kudos for listening to John and I talk about what we do on our days off. If you have more ideas of things that we can talk about that have nothing to do with dropshipping and you enjoyed an episode like this, shoot them off in the Facebook group. Look for the Dropship Tribe. If you're not already in there, join it. Send us some ideas. I don't mind having these type of episodes. They just go in a different direction. And we'd love some of your ideas of what you'd like to hear.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.